Ew. Oh, holy crap, it's you. Tell me why I didn't see you at breakfast. So, what I'm hearing is you got so scared that you stayed up all night, fell asleep when the sun came up, and then you slept through breakfast, right? No. Is that why you got confused and asked for eggs during lunch? Come here. This party is crazy. We have one every month. We're not technically allowed to, but nobody says anything. I even saw Jen talking to some guy. Come on. Ugh, you're so damn shy. Over here. You too. 7 minutes. Put it up. Come with me. What, you don't know? 7 minutes in heaven. Well, you looked a little spooked. I figured maybe you needed some time away from the party. Oh, don't thank me. I didn't give you time away from the party to cool off. I gave you time away from the party so I could figure out what's spooking you and absolutely amplify it to the best of my abilities. Honest answer? You're cute when you're freaked out. Well, you're one of those dorks who gets all worried. And your face is so hot that every expression you make is just. Yeah, like that one. That's a new one. So, are you gonna kiss me? Well, 7 minutes in heaven is supposed to be fun. This is awkward. Here. How about you stand right there? You close your eyes and I kiss you. Okay? It'll be fine. Just relax. Yeah, that's good. Don't flinch. I'm leaning in. How was that? You look happy. I was going to prank you, actually. But seeing you standing there, oh, I just couldn't. It's a little annoying. You keep leaving your guard down. And I love your reactions, they're perfect for pranks. But you just keep trusting me and you're so sweet. I feel guilty if I tease you too much. I feel like I should protect you instead. You should keep your guard up sometimes, you know? Back in the forest, when you saw me, you got scared and tried to run. You almost fell right into the lake. You saw my horns and flipped out, didn't you? It's all right, it won't offend me. I'll let you in on a secret. When I saw you, you scared me too. I saw your figure, but I didn't know what you were. So I climbed into the tree and watched. That's where I got the inspiration for the scary story I told you on the way back. When you're scared, all you have to do is act bigger and badder than whatever is scaring you, and you'll feel better. I see you puffing up. You don't need to put on a show. It's a state of mind. In this case, Are you nervous about the situation we're in? Be honest with me. Would you like to kiss me more? I'm not asking you to tell me what you think I want. I want to know what you want. Then why don't you try kissing me on your own? There's nothing to be ashamed of. Come to me. You don't need instructions. You can figure it out. And you were worried for nothing. Doesn't it feel good to have that confidence? I'll be honest. I'm not usually into shy guys. But I also don't really have a type. And there's something about you that's ridiculously charming. I can't really put my finger on it. Well, if I'm honest with myself, your looks definitely add to how much I'm drawn to you. I said I don't have a type, but I might go back on my word. I think you're something special. The time might be up soon. Try kissing me again. That's it. That's what it is. You're selfless. No, not selfish. Damn this noise. Selfless. You care about how I'm feeling. Back in the woods, you let me lead the way. I thought you were just too timid, but thinking back on it, you couldn't see a thing. You trusted me. And you did what I told you to do, because you knew I knew what I was doing. But I could still feel you on the lookout. You didn't hesitate when I said there could have been a monster around. Even though you were scared, you were so protective. I could feel it. Well, time's up. Let's leave it here for now. I'm gonna get some drinks. You go mingle and make friends. Come over and meet my friends when you get the chance. One more. I'll see ya.